very based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are giving them a political weapon to go against us, but they will have to lie and demagogue to make that a political weapon. Look, we don't change benefits for anybody over the age of 55. We save Medicare, save Medicaid. We save these entitlement programs. We repair our social safety net, and we get our country a debt-free country for our children and grandchildren's generation. And we get jobs. We get economic growth. They are going to demagogue us, and it's that demagoguery that has always prevented political leaders in the past from actually trying to fix the problem. We can't keep kicking this can down the road. The president has punted. We're not going to follow suit. And yes, we will be giving our political adversaries things to use against us in the next election. And shame on them if they do that.
Shame on them. Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin talking about the ongoing battle over the budget. Both sides continue to spend more time trying to place blame instead of solving the problem. Anybody surprised about that? Not really. That's the beginning. It's not inspired leadership, is it? Huh? Doug Steffen here talking about the focus of talk radio and talk television on the Talk Radio Countdown program. We review 40-some-odd radio stations, programs, hosts, and try to put together the left and the right so that you can decide where you think. I wonder if anybody's minds are changed by some of these conversations. I suppose, yeah, there are a lot of people like me who are in the middle, and they want to hear and listen and consider all sides of the issue, and then comment at 800-510-8255. Here's Talko Steve Scott with Congressman Bill Pascrell of New Jersey. The comments that Congressman Ryan made about the budget are under scrutiny in this conversation.
Chairman Ryan says the budget is bloated. He wants to cut $5 trillion over the next decade.
Oh, those figures are so impressive. But what Paul needs, and I salute him for working hard not only this year but in past years, but he's misguided. He needs a GPS to get him out of the woods that he's driven himself into with what we knew was the main part of his budget plan before he took over the reins as the chairman of the budget committee back in September when he put forth the Ryan roadmap. Well, the Ryan roadmap, if you look at it, it's 75 pages. They're going to put a budget on the budget committee. We will go over line by line, paragraph by paragraph, and then people will see the distinction between the Republican vision for the future of our kids and the Democratic vision for the future of our kids, and then people will make a decision between the two. I, for one, will never vote to privatize Medicare.
Congressman, before our chat today, you issued a statement that said that Chairman Ryan's budget blueprint creates, and I believe your words were, an America without Medicare. I can hear the other side already saying that is a scare tactic.
No, it's not a scare tactic. Ryan admits that we're only talking about people under 55 years of age. But he's done away with the Health Care Act, so people over 55 are going to be affected as well in a very different way. But those under 55 are not going to be able to get Medicare as we know it, and traditional Medicare, it will not be a guaranteed benefit. We saw the same game with privatization of Social Security. So that's not scaring. That's the fact. That's in their budget. Their budget is scary, and that's why they need GPS. They need to get out of the woods.
Speaker Boehner was at the White House. He emerged and said there is no budget deal, and of course the deadline is Friday. He's talking about another short-term stopgap. Do you favor that?
I would like us to deal with the rest of the year. Look, we're halfway through the 11 budget. I mean, these guys are playing games. They're dealing. They played with the police officers. They played with the firemen. They played with education. They're trying to play with everybody's lives. And it's very easy to say we're going to cut you. When you put faces on these things, it's a whole different story, Steve. Whole different.
Do you think we are heading for a government shutdown on Friday?
Yes, I do.
Congressman, you're a Democrat. I would ask the same question if I had a Republican on the phone. If there is a government shutdown Friday, what do you tell the people who may have to stay home from their government jobs or miss out on services because of a shutdown?
I would apologize for our ineptness. And I would say that every congressman, if you're going to shut the government down, should not take his or her pay.
Are you prepared to do that?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. So more foolishness. Are you fed up with this yet? How much more of this back and forth stuff? Look at the amount of money, the numbers, the trillions of dollars, the holes, the so-called credit card, and who's paying for it. It's just amazing that this rhetoric continues the way it does. 800-510-8255. Words from the president, and also more congressional input, and yours as we spend this part of the countdown on the budget, 12 minutes after the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection, bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
If that issue does not get resolved and we don't start seeing progress, I want a meeting again tomorrow here at the White House. And if that doesn't work, we'll invite them again the day after that.
All right, there's the president turning up the heat on congressional leaders. The budget is the focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show from CNN. Kiran Chetri talks to Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Missouri about the comments made by Jeb Hensarling, who is a congressman from Texas. The Democrats are hoping there's a government shutdown. So he says, what do you say?
So you just heard from your colleague, Congressman Hensarling, saying that your colleagues in the Senate have done nothing, that they actually want a shutdown. Have you gotten any assurances from Senate Democratic leadership that they do want to get a deal done?
They're working very hard to avoid a shutdown. And you just heard from Jeb Hensarling when he asked him the question whether he was willing to move one inch off of their position, and he refused to answer the question. He basically said no. And so that has been the problem.
What's the sense you're getting that Republicans in the House, under pressure from Tea Party members, really are going to move this toward a shutdown?
Well, that's exactly right, because what you have right now is the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party in the House saying it's our way or it's a shutdown. You've got to get 100% of what we demanded or we're going to shut down the government. And that's exactly what is now fueling this drive toward a shutdown. I really hope that cooler heads will prevail, because if you go to a shutdown, it will create all sorts of problems around the country.
Right.
It is a terrible thing to do when the economy is still in fragile recovery. And I'm just hoping that cooler heads on the House Republican side will prevail, and they will back off this idea that they've got to have every single demand or they'll shut it down.
But see, and when you hear their point of view, they're saying it's not every single demand. It's that if we don't make these unpleasant cuts that Democrats are not willing to accept, at some point we just run out of money. I mean, they're arguing, don't you have to say no at some point?
Well, first of all, as you know, the Democrats have put lots of these cuts on the table. Secondly, it's a question of what you're going to cut. They want to cut things like education funding. They want to cut cancer research at NIH. We've said you've got to broaden the field. You've got to look at some of the big subsidies to agriculture. You need to look at the subsidies to the oil and gas industry, taxpayer giveaways. I mean, well, look, gas prices are through the roof.
I know, but, you know, that's a difficult issue because, you know, the gas companies and the oil companies will make the argument that those subsidies help them pump billions of dollars into our government. You know, they don't, when they start building the infrastructure for oil, they're not sure what oil prices will be. I mean, so, you know, it is difficult, but the thing that I do want to ask you about is at some point, aren't you all going to be blamed if the government shuts down, veterans stop getting their checks?
I mean, this would be bad for everybody. There's no doubt about that, but... You know, you kind of glossed over that last point, which is, as Jeb Hensarling said, they're trying to focus on a very, very narrow piece of the budget. They don't want to talk about cuts to things like subsidies for the oil companies. And so if we're really going to have a conversation about reducing the deficit, you need everything on the table. And what they're saying is, we're going to only argue about this one little piece of the budget that deals with education funding, that deals with things like research into cancer cures and treatments. And so... they refuse to broaden the conversation, and that is creating the problems. But you heard what they said. He refused to say that they would budge one inch, and that's the problem we've got. The Democrats have already come a long way, Democrats in the House and in the Senate, but they're demanding 100%.
All right, here's Terry Gilbert, host on radio, talking about the role the Tea Party is playing in this ongoing budget debate.
Now, remember that last year the Dems never did pass a budget, which is in part why it's imperative that we do. And if we don't, get the government to shut down. Would it be the end of the world? No. Would essential services keep going? Yes. And we'll talk about what means essential services. But more to the point, I think, are our friends in the Tea Party movement. And why do I bring them up? Because they gave a mandate to elected leaders, and they pushed this envelope about the outrageous spending since they were formed with many, many Tea Parties into one. Tax enough already, and don't tax me more, quit spending all the more. Stop that part, because I don't want my taxes to go up to pay for it. So because of the efforts of the Tea Party, which put a number of elected leaders in office and gave them that mandate last November to fix it or else, the Tea Party will hold their feet to the fire, and they ought to, and so should Republicans who say that they have linked arms arm in arm with the Tea Party. And at least try $400 billion, at least. None of this 60, none of this little snip, right. Snip here and there.
Astounding numbers. All right, Terry Gilbert here with Doug Steffen and you on the countdown. Don't forget our number, 800-510-8255.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's put things into perspective while we wait a minute or two for your calls at 800-510-8255. Whether you agree or you disagree, whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, the facts are the facts. And it seems to me that things need to change and change now. It was good. Many of you thought that the American people sent a message to the government last fall, gave control of the Congress to Republicans. But are they getting it? The government takes in $2.3 trillion a year in revenue. $2.3 trillion a year. This past year, there wasn't a budget passed by Congress. The administration didn't present a budget. This year, they have presented spending of $3.7 trillion when we take in $2.3 trillion. The budget during the Clinton years was $1.7 trillion. So in less than 20 years, it's gone up $2 trillion. The Republicans say they want to cut $60 billion of that. Let's see. Let's figure this out. We're $14 trillion in debt. We're taking in $2.3 trillion a year in revenue. And the people in Washington want to spend $3.7 trillion. Hello? Try doing that with your personal budget at home or your business. Tell me how that works for you. The law says if you do that, you'll go to jail. It's okay for people that make the laws to do that. If we take in $2.3 trillion, we don't spend a penny more than that. Certainly it's painful. There are a lot of things on both sides they've been talking about. But without fixing this, it won't be long before there's a 70% personal tax burden. You could see, you could make a case for that. And the other thing that's necessary to understand is why it is that so many states are on the brink of bankruptcy. Look at the number of people who work for the government in our country. At the moment, 22.5 million people work in government, state, local, federal, 22.5 million. There are 11.5 million manufacturing jobs in America. Go back to 1960. It's an exact reversal. There were 15 million workers in manufacturing and 8.5 million people working for the government. That was 1960. More Americans work for the government now than in construction, farming, fishing, forestry, manufacturing, mining, and utilities combined. We've moved from a nation of makers to a nation of takers, said one talk show host. Nearly half of the $2.2 trillion cost of state and local government is the $1 trillion a year tab to pay for benefits that go to state and local employees, health and retirement. Cities and states can't pay their bills. Is there any wonder about that? Think about it, will you please? Here's Betty in Ohio calling in.
Republicans call in and they constantly misconstrue fact with opinion. Fact, the Koch brothers fund, the K-O-C-H brothers fund the Tea Party, which is a laughable distraction. Fact, Obama came in with a ton of deficit. And yes, he's incurred more because he's put these so-called wars on the books, which for years previously were run off the books. Fact, the Bush administration bailed out Wall Street, and these fat cats are still walking around making multi-millions of dollars. And who are they trying to blame for all of this? The poor working man and unions. That is an absolute laugh fest. We are being run by a plutocracy at this stage that's being run by corporations. We need to get out of this mess and have true representation once again.
All right, Betty, don't think you get it, but thanks for the call. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free game.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today. Bye.
And we continue now at 33 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing now on those 9/11 trials. The controversy, the fact has been 10 years these people haven't been tried yet, seems to be bothering some people. Here from radio, host Mike Rosen speaks with Brett Josephs from the American Center for Law and Justice about the trials taking place in Gitmo.
They've now thrown in the towel. They've given up the notion of having Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others tried in a civilian criminal court in New York, and those proceedings will take place at Guantanamo. Is there relief in New York that finally they needn't worry about a trial being held for KSM in New York with all of the intended risks of that serving as a mecca, pun intended, for terrorists that might want to make a statement and blow up New York?
Right. Well, you know, it's an interesting question that you ask. I mean, you look at the national polls on this issue, and you would expect there to be relief in New York. And in fact, this is one issue where even those on the left of the spectrum, including Chuck Schumer and Mayor Michael Bloomberg, have opposed the administration. So I think there might be some sense in New York, but then again, New York is never a very good benchmark for national opinion. I mean, you would think that in New York you would have opposition to the mosque, and citywide you do, but in Lower Manhattan, where the mosque would be built, and obviously where the residents and people who worked down there felt the greatest impact of 9/11, there's actually considerable support for the mosque. So, you know, New York and Manhattan in particular is always kind of a tricky issue when it comes to public opinion. A lot of times, you think that Manhattanites would have the strongest opinion on an issue that has impacted us very closely, but often it's not really a very reflective of the national trend. So it's hard to say exactly.
The kind of relief I was thinking of was relief from the risk that they might be blown up by a dirty atomic bomb detonated in New York City.
Right. Well, that's true, and I think that was part of the the sentiment even on the left, that this would having a civilian trial for the 9/11 mastermind in Lower Manhattan would not only create a heightened risk of terrorism, but obviously would cost a significant amount of money and a significant amount of resources. I mean, you know, to put that kind of trial over the course of several months in lower Manhattan would really bring that whole entire area of the city to gridlock. And, you know, it's an unnecessary risk. And from a legal standpoint, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, you're talking about different evidentiary rules. You're talking about potentially declassifying important intelligence that would have to be used as evidence. And it just doesn't make sense. This is a guy who is a war criminal. We are in a state of war. This situation falls outside of the bounds of a typical criminal civilian trial. So there's absolutely no reason to try him in a civilian court. And thankfully, the administration saw that public opinion was very much against their initial position. The one thing we didn't hear, which I would have liked to hear, is George Bush was right.
Yeah. Let me choke on those words. 800-510-8255. So let's now go to New York, where host Joe Crummy talks about these trials taking place down at Guantanamo instead of in Manhattan.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the guy that brought the towers down. We're talking, think about that for a second. This is as much of a New York story as any, you know, everybody's going to talk about it, but it all went down here. The guy that killed those people, the guy that thought about it, the guy that was going, hey, this would be great. Let me see how I can bring these towers down. That guy is going to be tried at Gitmo. The president has finally given it. He wanted Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to be tried in Manhattan court here. It would have been 2,000 checkpoints downtown. It would have cost probably $1 billion to do it. It would have been in the criminal justice system. It would have been outside a military tribunal. And that's why it must be tough being the president today, because this is all born out of a political correctness. If we could just show the other team, you know, that we're not so bad. That's why I was fascinated listening to Matt Lauer and Michelle Bachmann. Because what Matt Lauer said, and I'm going to pick it up in mid-sentence here, says it all, because that's what's going on.
Well, let me flip that coin on its other side.
Here comes Matt Lauer.
If there are flickers, as you say, of Al-Qaeda among the rebels, would it not be a sign to them or showing them that the United States has compassion and we're willing to use our military might to help all people?
Compassion for Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, if we could only prove we're not so bad. Oh, God. You know, the people that are bad on, let's take a look at Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Not only is he the mastermind, and he said so. Of the World Trade Center attack. He was also involved in the 1993 World Trade Center attack. He was also involved in the aborted 2002 attack on the U.S. Bank Tower in Los Angeles. We call that the Lipstick Building in L.A. It's the tallest building in L.A. He was also behind the Bally nightclub bombings. He was also the guy behind the shoe bomber. Did you know that, Richard Reed? That's right, American Airlines Flight 63. And he was also behind the Millennium Plot. And he was also behind the murder of Daniel Pearl. If you hear that on the hear the audio on the web on that one, that was classic. This is the guy we're talking about, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in the name of political correctness, was going to be given a trial in Manhattan. It's not going to happen. The president is back down. It must be hard being him today. And same thing for Attorney General Eric Holder.
All right. Hard times at Ridgemont High there. 800-510-8255. All right, let's take some calls from you on these, news, the various stories about the trial being moved. Jay's listening to the countdown in Pennsylvania with his thoughts.
Yeah, I'm pretty disappointed in the president's decision. I think these guys, everyone basically, should be tried in federal court in the United States under the rule of law with lawyers, et cetera, and not in kangaroo. I guess court commission things that are basically going to make us the laughing stock of the world once again and just do everything they can to undermine the rule of law and make us look like a bunch of hypocrites. As I've seen basically in most of these military commissions and military tribunals and what they're doing to the private down at Quantico, the WikiLeaks guy, it seems like the military justice system is broken. They do whatever they damn well please and change the rules to suit them.
Well, it sounds like it's the same old story, right? Politics as usual. Doesn't make a difference what party you are. 800-510-8255. Peg is in Arizona with thoughts on the terrorists and what ought to be done with them.
I don't really think
the White House was left with any choice after congressional action. But I find it extremely upsetting that we're trying these people as soldiers and we're not trying them as criminals. I realize there isn't a choice about that, but clearly they're not soldiers. They could have been tried as criminals, and it really is very upsetting. My understanding is as long as people do not put on the uniform of their country and fight as a member of a country, that is a criminal act. I believe that the first judge who heard hearings on this, I think that was also the federal judge's position, was that we were, in fact, elevating these people to a status of soldier in order to be tried in military court.
800-510-8255. Here's Charlie, a New Yorker, on the trials.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, when he was captured in Pakistan, he was the number two man behind bin Laden, okay? You put him on trial in the civilian court with all the headlines constantly in the news, you're going to have suicide bombings in shopping malls, theaters, and restaurants. There's going to be a rash of kidnappings and hostage takings.
All right, we've heard some of that before. Seth in Campbell, California, you're up next live on the countdowns. Go ahead, sir.
All I want to say is Barack Obama in 07 said that Guantanamo wasn't, like, American, and then, like, for American ideals as far as the tribe people, and then...
So
now,
why do you think he changed his mind, Seth?
I think it's just to win votes, because election year is coming up.
How is he
going to
win votes? What does this do for him? Help us understand how you think he gets votes out of doing this.
He's hedging his bets. I mean, come on, think about it.
Hedging his bets with whom, though? Who's going to be happy about this?
Independent voters.
Independent voters.
Maybe some Republican voters.
Uh-huh. I mean, why would they be happy with this?
Are you kidding me? Like, to get this guy to try the military tribunal, that's obviously right up the Republicans' alley. So, therefore, if he can do this, like, that's, I guess, a win for him. But at the same time, I don't know about his Democratic followers. They might think he's flip-flopping, but at the same time.
What do you think ought to be done, Sean? Seth, if you were president or you were in charge of all this, what would you do?
Try him in military tribunal, because, like the last caller said, he was the second in line to bin Laden as far as all the evidence goes. And if someone's got to go down for what happened in 9/11, I mean, all arrows point to him. At least we have him in captivity, so we can at least try somebody for it. I mean, you know, we're in Afghanistan and, like, all these areas in the world trying to find bin Laden. We can't.
Yeah, that's nonsense. You know it, and I know it. That's pure nonsense. All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Up next, a focus on Libya when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't. Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote.
Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
800-510-8255. That'll be the call in line as usual after we get started with a focus on Libya here. From a talk radio program hosted by Bob Davis and Tom Evers, conversation about the U.S. turning over control of the mission in Libya to NATO.
This is great. The U.S. is out of Libya, sort of. Now, listen carefully. NATO, this is complicated. NATO has taken over command, and they said they would call us if they needed us. Okay?
Wait, who runs NATO?
Well, this is a combined force command, and generally the U.S. is kind of, we would just be on standby in case they needed us. And it would be pretty much French, UK, I don't know, Denmark, whoever they get.
Run away.
But over the weekend they called us because they say that the weather is so bad they needed to have us conduct some strikes.
The French called?
But the real story is that non-U.S. NATO countries don't have any real close air support capabilities provided by the AV-8B Harrier, the A-10, and the AC-130. So we're back to conducting airstrikes against Gaddafi's people. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that a NATO jet, this is what I read, a NATO jet strafed a rebel position over the weekend, killing 13 after they fired the guns in the air, and they thought the plane felt that it had needed to defend itself. That's why they called us in, because it ain't working too good with the NATO. So they called the United States back in.
Well, Bob,
here we go again.
It goes back to my first question. Again, who is NATO? It's essentially the U.S. that props up NATO.
They can't do anything without us. And, you know, it's a joke to say we're not going to have anything to do with it.
Well, and wait a second. How do we know which are the rebels and which are the Gaddafi forces? Because they're all driving the same avalanches.
They're driving the Toyota Tundra, the Ford. What I've seen, the Ford 350 looks pretty popular with this group. And I haven't seen too many Chevys, but they really like the little Toyota pickup trucks, which they then put the super heavy anti-aircraft guns in.
And fully loaded, right?
They shoot them into the air, which is all they do.
Fully loaded sunroof.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah. They look brand new. I don't know where they're coming from. But meanwhile, there was a massacre. I'm happy. Well, not happy to report, but we were concerned about that. We were trying to stop a massacre. There was a massacre, at least 1,000 people killed by government forces, and the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is demanding the president of said country step down. Where is it, Tom Emmer?
Oh, it must be in Libya.
It's the Ivory Coast, where we don't have any troops intervening.
Oh.
So I just wanted
maybe,
to mention
so
that.
So do you think there'll be another presidential address here within the next few days?
Airstrikes leave Libyan rebels and the government matched equally, it would appear, 51 after the hour.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Our focus is on Libya and what we are doing and what needs to be done. The Libyan rebels' tactics have come a long way since their performance weeks before. You heard the last couple of talk hosts talking about the kind of trucks that they are using, but they were just shooting up in the air and all over the place. The battery of rockets moved methodically, unleashing a volley of all kinds of things on government forces over the weekend. And the last couple of days they've advanced, and observers say that these new satellite phones they're using are helping them a lot as well. So it's interesting, I think, to a point to learn about the technologies being used there. It's too bad we can't kind of fix this problem once and for all. Here's Kevin calling the countdown with thoughts about the president and our involvement in, out, up, down, sideways. What do you think, Kevin?
Obama, in his efforts here, I think he is completely out of touch with the American culture and the American people. There's nothing in his life story that gives him the experience to make decisions. He doesn't understand. I think he's completely incompetent, and we get what we have to accept what we're getting, and that's what we can expect from a person like him who has he's incapable of logic and reason. He seeks approval of the world and all of the UN and NATO and whoever more so than he looks for the approval of the American people. He doesn't care about most American people and what we think. He wants the approval of the world.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's focus more on, let's move away from the politics a little bit and talk about what the U.S. is doing in general. And I call on Yusuf from Long Island for the call on that.
For the first time, I'm an American Palestinian,
And I feel that first time the United States is doing a great job. God bless America for getting rid of this dictator who has oppressed his people for 40 years. Now, I hope that the United States will do the same thing with the state of Israel when they brutally and savagely attack the Palestinians. And there should be no double standards.
All right. You knew somebody would sneak in with that thought. Thank you, sir. John in Nevada.
I'm just extremely angry about what we're doing now in Libya. I mean, when you go to other countries, they have bullet trains. They have such strong infrastructure. And in the United States, we don't have the infrastructure. I mean, when you travel, if you travel by train, you travel by Amtrak that was built in the 1960s. It just seems like that we put all of our money into war. And, you know, Athens was once, in ancient Athens, they had democracy, and everybody talks about the democracy originating, but nobody ever talks about why Athens fell, and it was because of the Peloponnesian Wars. They went broke, and we just don't seem to learn from history. And people can say people like me are weak or whatever, but when you look for the infrastructure in the United States, it just isn't there. You travel to other countries, they have one of the most beautiful things, such as the bullet train. They have so much more, and I don't know why Americans have a hard time understanding. Yes.
I don't think you're weak at all, John. I think you're right on, as a matter of fact. I think you've hit the nail on the head. We've spent, look at the budget, look at the discussion we've had in this hour about the budget. How much money we spend on war and defense? It's craziness. Greg in Maryland, and maybe sort of the same thread I'm thinking. Greg, go ahead.
It's interesting. I voted for Obama, but interesting to find, look how things work. Bush started Iraq War, Afghanistan War. Since Obama's been in office, we got troops in Iraq. We still have Afghanistan going on. Now we have the United States attacking Pakistan, and now all of a sudden Libya. So what people need to understand is that it's the same pretext for going into war. Are we going to protect the Libyan rebels? Well, why don't you go protect the rebels in Bahrain? So here again, we got a double standard going on. We are being duped, as usual. Doesn't matter which party is in office. Somebody else is really running the show and is joining the country.
So if we all feel this way, and it seems the majority of us do, why the local elections were held in my community yesterday and only 14% of the people eligible to vote turned out to vote, even though the town is loaded with corruption, all kinds of problems, people have been complaining. 14% of the people eligible to vote. This is why the country is in big trouble. I think people really need to wake up to all this. Everybody needs to wake up. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.